Well, yes, indeed. We had a really, really, really enjoyable, and the weather was in our favour in the banks down at Mullingerig earlier today. Donegal Senior Cross Country Championships, men and women, and the Even Age Championships. It was one of those great family club outings for all of the people involved. And as I say, the weather was in our favour, and the local club, the Rosses, with the help of the local Newmore JA club, who made their facilities available, really hosted a marvellous championships. And well done to the county board, well done to the Rosses club. It was a positive day out to stay. That was the background to the story, but on the track there was some very, very interesting stories. First of all, at 10 o'clock this morning, the senior women, the Donegal Senior Women's Championship, went to the line, and in the early lap, it was Nikita Burke of Letterkenny versus Amy Boyle. So basically it was an absolutely great run, but then Amy really pushed away and got to the front, and you know, really, really showed some really good form. But back behind all of that, Letterkenny were really solidifying a team victory, led by Nikita, who finished in second. And then we had, Claire McGuigan scoring on that team as well. We had Shannon McGeehan on that team as well. And basically, Letterkenny taking the team. So well done to them. Who else had we there? We had Christine Russell scoring on that Letterkenny team. So congratulations to Letterkenny. They are the champions. And Amy winning the individual title from Nikita, from Helen McCready, who in fact, from the Rosses, who in fact coaches Amy, so well done to her. So that was the story there. Letterkenny, Finn Valley, Rosses. That was the 1-2-3 in the actual team story. And then we moved on to the men's. Well, it was Finn Valley versus Letterkenny, as it has been, you know, for so many years, and indeed, you know, it's been like that. And you know, you'd always like to see an extra challenge, but no less interesting when this occurs each and every year. This year round, it was Sean McGinley. He was defending his title. He runs for Finn Valley. He hadn't ran for many months, so you were apprehensive about him. He had been injured. He'd been dealing with an injury, so this was his first race back. So you were apprehensive about how he was going to do, but there was no doubt about his form. Once the race settled, he went to the front. He continued to drive it forward, and indeed produced a really, really, really comeback race that he'd be very, very proud of. He led Finn Valley to the team, a victory, an easy enough team victory. They had six in the first 10. And indeed, another interesting fact about this Finn Valley winning men's team was that they're quite a young team, so and relatively young, so that was important to them. On that team was Ryan Kwan, there was John Joe Doherty, there was the two brothers, Sean and his brother Mark McGinley, and then there was Jared Gallagher and Oisin Poy, who finished third. Donald Farron, who finished second last year, from a Letterkenny athlete who finished second last year at this venue, well, he finished second once again, but the margin of victory to McGinley this time was much, much, much more telling. So it was 1, 3, 4, 6, 10, 8, and 10 for Valley. So they'll be pretty happy coming up the road this evening. Men's team victory for Finn Valley, individual victory for Sean McGinley for Finn Valley, and then we had Amy winning that women's race, and Letterkenny winning that team race. So team race going to Letterkenny there, so well done to them. Then the underage, well, I have some bits and pieces from that. Well, as I see it in front of me here, the under nine boys was Jimmy McDonald from the Rosses. He won that one. The under 10 boys, it was Patrick Duffy from Cranford, actually, who won that one. Finn Valley winning the team, Letterkenny and the Rosses in that order. And then we had under 12 boys, it was Charlie Rogers from Cranford and Shane McHugh in second spot there. And then we had Finn Valley team from Letterkenny and Cranford in the team story. Moving on to the under 18 girls, 1-2-3 for Letterkenny, Emma Boner, Anna Russell, Sophie Ellis, and the 1-2-3 there for Derek Kennedy. They won the team, of course, in under 18 gears. And the under 16 gears, it was Amy McIlcar, Andrea Reid, and Holly McNulty with Finn Valley, obviously taking the team there. And the under 19 gears, it was Sally McManaman from Finn Valley. She won it from Clodagh McNeely from Cranford. So that was the day was well and truly underway at that stage. And the under 18 boys, well, Keelan McFadden, as he tends to do, he won the boys' race for Cranford with Oran McBride in second and Michael Moore from Cranford in third, Oran McBride from Valley. Three really quality lads who will be able to stand up at national level when the time does come. Finn Valley took the team from Cranford and Letterkenny. And in the under 19 gears, it was Cora Clark for Finn Valley under 9s. Under 10 gears, Abby Harkin from Letterkenny, from Caitlin Gillespie of Finn Valley, and Erin Moy of Finn Valley was third. Finn Valley, Ross at Letterkenny, the way it tumbled out in the team story. And in the under 14 gears, Darcy Clark led a 1-2-3 for Valley. That's Darcy Clark, Sirdy Gilligan and Kiefer McNeil. Finn Valley obviously taking the team. And in winning form once again was Oisin McBride from Cranford and the under 14 boys. Very talented, beautiful athlete from Cranford, under 14 boys. He took the individual from young Ellie Duffy. Ellie Duffy from the Rosses and Summer from Letterkenny. So Oisin McBride shown his quality and his once again this time in the under 14 boys. This was a very close team affair, a couple of points between the three teams, but Finn Valley got there from Cranford and Letterkenny. What else do I have? That's pretty much it. But as of tonight, Sean McGinley retains his Donegal senior men's cross country title. He leads his Finn Valley team to victory, and Amy wins the women's team individual title, taking it for Finn Valley. First time ever she's done this, winning it on home soil. She's from just up the road, a student at DCU, of course, and a good encouraging run for her with Letterkenny quite easily winning the team, as I said, and I named the team earlier there. So that's the story, and a good day, an interesting day. Next weekend, we're in Dublin, cross-country relays for the underage people and athletes, and some good senior athletics as well over the course that they used for the European cross-country a number of years ago out at Sport Ireland. So looking forward to that. So the autumn cross-country next weekend in Dublin is the next meet up on the calendar.